Jose, J-O-S-E, Sandoval, S-A-N-D-O-V-A-L, 512-64, 512-64. Chief complaint, I'm here to get my blood pressure refilled. Number two, patient reports no chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, and vomiting. Number three, BPH symptoms remain the same. Number four, history of carotid stenosis. Number five, history of mild PVD. Number six, he needs to have reevaluation of his ultrasounds regarding these issues. Number seven, he's a 15. Oh, by the way, he was born 5/12/64. Today's 5/22/23. He's a 59-year-old gentleman. Works for Walmart. Over 20 years. Has been married. Much longer than that. Has two children. He does drink from time to time. He doesn't smoke. Period. Family history, no colon cancer, positive for diabetes, stroke, coronary artery disease. Colonoscopy has been ordered more than once for this gentleman, but he has refused and never shown up or never followed up. This was addressed today, and he doesn't want us to redo that again. Patient's recent blood work showed, last year showed increased cholesterol, which needs to be rechecked. His TSH, PSA were within normal limits. We need to recheck that today. He hasn't lost any weight since last visit. He's been active. Surgery includes right leg surgery, medical problems, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, vitamin D deficiency, history of allergy, non-COVID immunizations up to date. Maintenance, we discuss colonoscopy, social as above, review of system as above, medication list. Let's make a separate medication list. First of all, allergen and drug allergen, and lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, 20-25 once a day, metoprolol, 25 milligram, tartrate, BID, fenofibrate, 160 once a day, Crestor, 10 milligram, D vitamin D, 10,000 units daily. Then exam, 188 pounds, 98%, 97.2, 16, 60, 158 over 88. His blood pressure is elevated because he's been experimenting, for the lack of better word, taking garlic and other medication for blood pressure. I told him to stop doing that and to start taking his medication as prescribed. He promises to do so. Heart problems, problems of two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, make sure JVD skin shows no eye shrug, because of the neurological non-focal. Assessment, number one, hyperlipidemia. Number two, check blood work. Next one is BPH. Next one is carotid stenosis. No significant change. Next number, hypertension. Out of control because changing his medication. Next one is resume previous medication. Next one is BPH. Next one is strong family history stroke. Next one is no change in his carotid ultrasound after this was obtained. Next number, increased triglycerides. Next number is leg pain. Next number is arm pain, all related to his work. Next number is heart murmur, no change. Next number is palpitation, no change. In his echocardiogram, next number is vertigo, shows minimal carotid stenosis. Next number is findings will discuss with patient at length before leaving. And blood work will be, patient will be called as soon as it's available.